just if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A flood watch has been extended into Saturday for parts of the Pacific Northwest, where two people have been killed by falling trees as a bomb cyclone batters the region. CBS's Carter Evans is in Renton, Washington.
People said it sounded like a freight train coming through, the wind blowing, trees falling down everywhere. I talked with one firefighter who said she took her child and brought her down into the basement to sleep because she was concerned about a tree falling on her home.
Some areas could get up to 16 inches of rain, possibly triggering flash floods and mudslides. The Justice Department says it's time to break up Google, arguing it has an illegal monopoly in the search engine market. Lee Heppner is an antitrust lawyer at the American Economic Liberties Project.
The Justice Department has been investigating various aspects of Google for probably the better part of a decade. This was a case that was ultimately filed in October 2020 under the Trump administration, and it's been litigated very heavily until just this last August. The court found that Google had maintained an illegal monopoly.
The Justice Department proposal includes a sale of Google's Chrome web browser. For the first time in years, the number of Americans suffering from chronic pain is on the rise. CBS's Alexander Tin has details.
Nearly a quarter of adults say they are suffering from some kind of chronic pain, according to new data released by the CDC. That's up from around 20% reported back in 2019 and marks the first big change we've seen in this figure since at least 2016, when also around 20% of Americans said they had chronic pain. The share of adults saying they are suffering from high-impact chronic pain has also inched up to 8.5%. That's from 7.4% back in 2019.
Study says chronic pain can lead to opioid use and depression. The art exhibit made up of a simple banana has sold at auction for a lot more than expected.
The yellow banana with silver duct tape on top of it was expected to fetch about $1 million to $1.5 million at auction Wednesday night. Heading into it, this is how David Galperin with Sotheby's New York explained the art.
We are looking at an ordinary banana and an ordinary piece of duct tape. However, what makes the ordinary extraordinary is the intention of the artist who put this together.
But Justin Sun, a Chinese collector and founder of a cryptocurrency platform, bought it for $6.2 million. Sun says in the coming days, he'll eat the banana as part of the unique artistic experience. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Authorities in Florida have arrested a man they say was plotting to blow up the New York Stock Exchange. Harun Abdul Malik Yenner, a Florida native, allegedly told undercover agents he planned to wear a disguise to get into the building, plant explosives, and then detonate them remotely. All to, in his words, reboot the U.S. government. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
The White House will go green when President Biden welcomes the Boston Celtics later today.
The Celtics will be here to celebrate their 2024 NBA championship. The Celtics won their record 18th championship in June, beating the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals in five games. This traditional champion's visit to the White House comes just one day before the Celtics play the Washington Wizards in D.C. The Celtics first visited the White House as champions in 1963 during the John F. Kennedy administration. They last visited in 2008. And met with then-President George W. Bush. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
A ballet group in suburban Detroit is looking for help after someone stole its trailer filled with props for its upcoming performances of The Nutcracker. The 24-foot trailer contained a grandfather clock and a 17-foot-tall Christmas tree. The 80 students in the Plymouth Canton Ballet have launched a fundraiser hoping to replace the stolen props before their first performance in 2 weeks. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some snow showers in the overnight. Lows near 30 degrees. West winds to 30 miles per hour. For your Thursday morning, winter weather advisory in effect with snow 1 to 2 inches, then changing to all rain in the afternoon. Windy highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
They used to be not, oil waste. wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
I mean. I know you've heard that the woman
got
will soon take advantage of you.
Got
let me tell you, my friend,
got
I just ain't
gonna
let it do.
So
you ought to
treat her like
the lady.
Got
the best you can do. But most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and
want her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, you can see. I mean, oh, you gotta
treat her like
the lady.
Gotta treat her like
the best you can do.
Gotta treat her like.
For you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I need you.
for myself, I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What do I see?
Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I love her. Kentucky. the colorful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, she loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby.